in time in Dementia Central.
Keep on swinging.
Time to swing the news till it gets dizzy and demented. I'm Whimsical Will.
With high-style furniture look, dual speakers, and a stereo jack to boot.
Think I had a wet dream.
Cruising indeed. Scientists in Israel have trained goldfish to drive on dry land.
Something sounds kind of fishy to me.
Their fish-operated vehicle consists of a plexiglass water tank outfitted with motorized wheels and a camera.
Put a goldfish in the dashboard?
The vehicle's designed to detect the fish's position in the onboard water tank and react by activating the wheels in a specific direction.
You remember that goldfish we flushed down the toilet?
The fish eventually learn to navigate toward a target in a small room, which would earn them a food pellet reward.
Looks like you discovered gold among the goldfish.
What's so important about a stupid goldfish?
Well, the study proves that goldfish can learn to navigate a small robotic vehicle on alien terrain.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
And if the fishy vehicle breaks down, they just take it in for a tune-up.
You can tune a piano, but you cannot tune a fish.
But fish driving is not that far-fetched. Yeah, get them one of those classic luxury cars with the tail fins.
Ooh! Fishy, fishy, fishy,
fish. I'm a mummy.
Digital scans reveal details of an ancient Egyptian mummy.
Mummy.
It's the first accurate look inside the mummified remains of Egyptian King Amenhotep I, who ruled Egypt 3,500 years ago.
But you're so old.
Now, the study of ancient mummies has been difficult, given their bad rap.
You never pinned that rap on me!
That had to be removed carefully.
Cause?
Morgoth.
Right.
Morgoth.
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 Mm-hmm.
Morgoth.
Such primitive examinations were much more invasive.
Now turn around and bend over!
But now a digital CT scan can do the trick.
I'm looking through you.
And it revealed Amenhotep was 35 years old and 5'7" and still had his brain.
Why anybody can have a brain?
Well, apparently most of the Egyptian kings from that era had their brains removed after death, I would hope.
His brain is gone.
And waiting more than 3,000 years for a CT scan? That sounds about right.
We're going to stick in your yin-yang.
And where do Egyptian mummies go for their medical procedures? To a chiropractor, of course.
I guess that wrapped up the mystery, and the mummy, too.
I'm Whimsical Will, and that's a wrap on the Demented News.
Man, that's what I call a swinging party.